What a weekend it is going to be. You may see it, you may hear it, and you're about to hear about it. It's Wings Over the Wine Country Air Show coming back Saturday and Sunday at the Sonoma County Airport. And the director of that show, Nancy Heath, is with us in the studio. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, good morning, Pat.
Glad to have you, and she's losing her voice already before the air show. It's 2 days of really some of the most unique things you're ever able to see in this county.
Yes, we're going to have a lot of historic aircraft. We're going to have a presence from the United States Navy. We're going to have the Air Force with their C-17, which will be on display on
the
ground.
That's a big one, huh?
That's a big one. Yeah. That's one of their major transport planes. It's going to be flying around on Friday. You'll see it in the air, and you might see it depart on Monday morning, but it will be open.
And keep in mind that it is the Wings Over the Wine Country Air Show this weekend, just in case. Don't get nervous about, the activity that you see in the sky that's different than any other weekend. So let's talk about a Saturday, and let's go day by day and talk about the events that you've got coming up and what is there to be seen.
Well, this year is a very special year for us. Last year, the Pacific Coast Air Museum took the year off because we were in the process of moving our museum to the historic Butler Hangar facilities from World War II on the airfield. So we're back this year, and this year we're taking it as an opportunity to thank first responders and many other people who served during the fires. We're going to be having the special Parade of Heroes, which will include just about every fire department in the county.
That's fantastic.
Many of the law enforcement groups. We also on the ground, Palo Alto Search and Rescue, Menlo Park Search and Rescue. They're the world famous people who go everywhere with their drones during emergencies. They work the Tubbs and Nuns Fire. They're going to be bringing their drones. They're going to be demonstrating the drones. They're going to be playing footage showing exactly what they did during the fires. So you can only see that if you come inside. They'll have monitors.
Yeah, that's very particular footage and special to the air show this weekend. And also, I think, Nancy, it's a good idea for us to understand how all of this works. Because one thing we found out in October was, the better armed we were with information, the easier the process was for her. We found that out from CAL FIRE.
And some of that, in terms of getting prepared and understanding how it works, CAL FIRE is going to be there on the ground as well as in the air. They're going to be having their Ready, Set, Go program featured on the ground.
Yep.
So if you have any kind of questions about being fire safe, USGS is going to be there talking about being earthquake safe. The County Parks Department is going to be there talking about nature and having some great activities for kids with their discovery van.
The kids have to love this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
What's better than an air show?
Yeah. And so they've got their discovery van. It's all painted with animals, and they have displays. And I don't think people realize what a tremendous effort they made in restoring the natural things in the county.
Yeah, and thank God for that, because we would not be able to do so many of the things we can do now in our park systems were it not for those rehabilitations that took place. And CAL FIRE was, I know, a big part of that.
Big part of that, yeah.
So it's 9 to 4 Saturday, 9 to 4 Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us more.
One of the other things that is going to be there is we're going to have the F-15 first responder. It's an aircraft. It is a part of the Pacific Coast Air Museum's permanent collection on loan from the United States Air Force. It's out at the museum, but for the first time ever, they have given us permission to move it to the air show. It's always got to sit there all by its lonesome at the museum.
Now, tell us about this aircraft and its importance to our history.
It is. It's actually a national treasure, and we are really, really, really lucky to have it. And part of our move is we're going to be able to protect it. It was the first plane that was on site. It was from the Massachusetts Air National Guard, and it was the first plane on site over the Twin Towers on September 11th.
Wow.
It will be there. It
powerful.
Will be right at the gate. Everybody can look, take a good look at it, read storyboards about it, and meet some people that, you know, are part of that effort that have volunteered to come and talk about it.
Yeah. It's. I mean, you know, if you've never been to the Air Museum, you really should treat yourself and your family, because there's, you know, there's nothing else like it anywhere nearby here. And it really is not just a trip through history, but you know, when you see so many of those planes in person, it just gives you a whole new appreciation for what they did in, yeah, you know, in whatever category they worked.
Right. And we're also going to have a very large collection. We always are blessed to have this, but we have a number of World War II aircraft that are going to be flying and on the display.
Flying.
P-51s, A-26 bombers. What have you got? P-47.
Wow.
These are planes that at one time there were hundreds, thousands of them built for the war effort, and we're down to a few hundred that are left. And these are flying ones, and they will be in the air. And if you come early at 9 o'clock, you can have actually an opportunity to get up front, go up to the planes, and actually basically touch and take pictures of them.
That's fantastic, because everybody wants a selfie with an old plane like that.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Who wouldn't want that?
Show up early, and you can do that.
And I know on Sunday, a lot of other, you know, activities are being held, too, at the airport, at the Air Museum. And I know there's going to be a big parade Sunday of many of our first responders, which deserve every accolade that we can give them, for sure.
Oh, we're going to dedicate Henry One.
Yes, Henry One, the sheriff's new helicopter, and it is going to be out there loud and proud, and I'll be there on Sunday morning at the air show to help dedicate Henry One. And I haven't seen the new. You okay? Yeah, Nancy's losing her voice a little bit, but I'm happy that she was here. So Sunday morning, we'll dedicate Henry One a little after 10 o'clock in the morning. The sheriff's department will be there, as will Henry One. And then later Sunday, around noon, there will be that parade of first responders. And as Nancy mentioned, you know, the representation really from not only all over Sonoma County, but all over California and the Bay Area will be a part of it, too.
So one other thing that we have that's really special, we have 30 World War II veterans who flew aircraft during the war. They'll be coming out, and at least 7 of them are over 100 years old.
Wow. That is pretty striking, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was very powerful the last time they did it, 2 years ago.
Yeah. It's hard to imagine. Yeah. And 30 of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's incredible. They're real treasures. And they love to meet people and talk to people.
Sure.
And they will be there.
Well, that's living history. And it is probably the best way to learn history, is by learning it from the people who were involved in those projects at the time. It is the Wings Over the Wine Country Air Show for 2018, Saturday and Sunday at the Sonoma County Air Museum, Pacific Coast Air Museum, I should say. 9 to 4, Saturday and Sunday. Tickets, better to get them in advance. They're available at Oliver's, at Round Table Pizza, or at wingsoverwinecountry.org. And they're $20 in advance, and they're $25 if you get them the day of at the Air Museum, and kids under 10 years old are free. So looking forward to being there, Nancy, and thanks for the invitation. Glad to have you on, and rest up that voice. I'm telling you, lemon brandy, that works every time. That is Nancy Heath, director of the air show. And yeah, what a sight to see. That will be on so many different levels.